This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 495 for Thursday, July 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ice futures canola market is having another strong start to the day on Thursday, with spillover from crude and veg oils, along with support from rising temperatures in the prairies. Most of Alberta and parts of Saskatchewan were issued heat warnings on Thursday morning, with temperatures expected to exceed 30 degrees Celsius. The heat wave will make its way eastward towards Manitoba starting Friday. Crude oil is higher on Thursday, largely due to tightening supply in the United States and speculation that the U.S. Federal Reserve will slow down its pace of key interest rate hikes. The Chicago soy complex continues its rally, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil all higher. The Canadian dollar exceeded the 78 U.S. cent mark, taking advantage of higher crude oil prices and weakness in the greenback. The Fed announced on Wednesday it raised its key interest rate by 75 basis points to combat inflation. In the United States, wheat, corn, and soybeans are all higher, mainly due to an upcoming heat wave which will affect much of the country over the next few days. Hot weather and speculation on Ukrainian grain exports are both causing wheat prices to rise. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council wraps up its annual spring wheat tour later today by touring eastern North Dakota, including the Red River Valley, ending in Fargo. Yesterday, the council reported that the yield average for hard red spring wheat was 47.7 bushels per acre in the rest of the state. Meanwhile, Egypt has canceled 240,000 tons worth of wheat purchases from Ukraine that was due to be shipped last February and March. The September Chicago spring wheat contract is up 22 cents U.S. per bushel to $8.12. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 20 cents U.S. to $8.82. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 11 cents U.S. to $9.21. Corn is also higher on Thursday due to a firm wheat market and the above-average temperatures coming this weekend. The Energy Information Administration reported that 1.021 million barrels per day of ethanol were made for the week ended July 22nd, a slight decline. However, ethanol stocks were down 225,000 barrels at 23.33 million. The September corn contract is up 14 cents U.S. per bushel to $6.14. With the exception of September soy meal, the Chicago soy complex is making gains on Thursday morning. There is speculation of a palm oil sale between Indonesia and China raising prices. Indonesia's president, Joko Widodo, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in China on Wednesday to discuss ag trade. The August soybean contract is up 11 cents U.S. per bushel to $15.89. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 28th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.